Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Rob Jollis, president of Jollis & Associates, Jollis.com. Two L's in the middle of that. Begin with a J, and you'll find all the things he's got there to offer, his books, all of his different books. He's written, I don't know, what have you written, 10, 12, a dozen or so books?
Do second editions count?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. We go second, third. I got one in a fourth edition. I think I'm over 10.
Something under a billion copies sold across the galaxy, and he's one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy, folks, and our good friend Rob. Thanks again for being here. He's got a new book coming out. And Rob, when I heard a little bit about your book, it reminded me of a conversation my wife and I have. I can tell she's a little miffed at me, and I say, "Wait, what did I say? What do you mean?" And she'll tell me, and I say, "Well, what was wrong with what I said?" She says, "It wasn't what you said; it's how you said it."
Yeah.
And so I got into trouble just because of how I said something, not what I said. And so I'm a little confused. But your book is, you got a new book that sounds a little bit like that.
It is. You know, it's funny. You had the kinder version. I remember that same phrase from my dad, and it always followed with a kind of a swat in the rear end there.
Yeah. Well, I remember, there was no dialogue there. It was the swat first.
Yes. And then it's interesting. You made a comment about that selling really hasn't changed. And we were talking about addition.
By the way, folks, we're still celebrating salespeople. This whole conversation is about celebrating salespeople. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you know, things really haven't changed that much. My second edition of that book, the first sentence I remember it is, I haven't changed my mind. Really, the art of communication hasn't changed all that much when it's face-to-face. What's changed and what I think needs attention, what I'm writing about now, is, again, this petri dish of people who are struggling in life, who are having trouble being believed. So we keep writing words for them. We write elevator pitches. Sometimes we write a resume. We'll create a LinkedIn site. We'll do everything with the words. But we seem to ignore how we use those words. Mm-hmm. What's that pitch like? What's the pause like? What's the pace like? And all of this goes to what your wife and my dad was teaching us, which was not what we're saying, but how we're saying it. So this book, I'm very excited about it, really goes into the process of, let's pretend you're the person who says, I'm not a salesperson. Well, of course, we know you are, but I think what you really meant to say was, every time I try and be a salesperson, nobody believes me. So let's talk about how to be believed. And that's what I wrote about. And one other thing I'm really excited about is the foreword for this book is being written by the legend himself, Brian Tracy. And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, good. So tell us more about the premise.
Okay. So the premise is this. If we leave the words behind and we say, you know what, I'm going to leave the words alone, and we study how we say them, we begin the work that I've been doing has been teaching people in music we call people who can't hear a note, and I don't know of a more politically correct term, but sometimes we refer to that as tone deaf. Mm-hmm. They just can't hear the sound. I make bing, and they go, ha. Okay. Well, in persuasion, in sales, people suffer from the same thing. I say it this way, and they go, I'll say it this way. And so the training that I've been experimenting with is, let's leave the words behind. Let's actually teach people the musical notes. Let's teach people improv that an actor learns. And skills.
And you see, you're talking about something that I espouse all the time, and that is training and practice and role-playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and simulation, and case study, so that we can get people, once they get done with that role-play, Jim, where we're teaching them how to do this in line, to say, now I'm going to throw a real-world situation at you, and it won't be exactly in line. How are you going to utilize the skills that we're teaching you to fit that issue? And all that goes into training the people who can't naturally make the sound of persuasion that comes fairly easily to you and me, and we can now hold our chin up and say, not only does everybody sell, but I can teach you how. It'll be tactic and it'll be delivery. And we put those two together, I don't think we're going to have any issue with people not being respected.
And what you're also doing is you're helping people understand the combination of the science and the art of selling, right?
Absolutely.
It's both.
We got a head start
it's
on
both.
Our next talk, don't we?
Yeah, it's both.
Yep.
Selling is not just art. It's not just science. It's not just a gift of gab. It's both. Hey, Rob, Jollis.com is the website. Find his blog article there. Good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks, Jim. Great
Rob Jollis, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard, we continue, both of us, to celebrate the great professional salespeople out there. God bless every one of you. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.